From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Harshan Ratanpal. A broad education bill heading to the governor's desk includes a provision requiring school districts in big cities to get voter approval to continue four-day school weeks. Independence School District is the largest district in Missouri with a four-day schedule. KCUR's Jody Fortino has more.
The bill requires school districts located in larger cities and counties to receive voter support starting in 2026 in order to adopt or continue a four-day school week. Independence adopted the shorter week this school year to attract more teachers. Missouri State Representative Aaron McMullen is a Republican from Independence. He said his constituents didn't feel heard before the switch.
We're trying to make sure that the community comes together and makes a decision as a whole, instead of just the school boards.
A district spokesperson said they intend to go to voters during the 2025-2026 school year, and it will cost the district about $145,000 if it's the only ballot issue. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Jody Fortino.
The Boone County Commission has begun the public process of drafting a policy for the Senior Citizen Tax Relief Program. The commission is holding the second of four public hearings on the program at Hallsville City Hall tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. Boone County voters approved the tax freeze earlier this month after confusion over the legislation's language caused the commission to defer to voters. The county says the approval of the final policy won't occur until after the current legislative session in May, since state lawmakers are still debating how to clarify the law's language. The Missouri legislature has passed a bill to ban Medicaid funding from going to affiliates of organizations that provide abortions. While almost all abortions are illegal in Missouri, the bill supporters say groups like Planned Parenthood should not receive any public funding because its clinics in other states provide them. The GOP-controlled House voted 106-48 today to send the proposal to Republican Governor Mike Parson, who is expected to sign it. If signed, Missouri would join Arkansas, Mississippi, and Texas, who have each successfully blocked Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood. Missouri's 2025 budget has begun making its way through the Missouri Senate. The Senate Appropriations Committee is meeting to discuss budget amendments throughout this week. The House passed their version of the budget earlier this month, which cut $2 billion from the governor's $52 billion proposal. Republican Representative Cody Smith is the chair of the House Budget Committee. He says his priority is making sure the budget is balanced, and he hopes the Senate does not add too much more spending. The legislature has until May 10th to pass the budget. I'm Harshan Ratanpal, KBIA News, Columbia.